AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden outlines his coronavirus rescue and recovery plan. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Joe Biden says the U.S. will need to spend another $1.9 trillion to provide direct payments to Americans to help them cope with the virus fallout, rebuild the nation's economy, and send kids safely back to school.
We'll have to move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated, to create more places for them to get vaccinated.
The plan would need congressional approval.
We have a moral obligation in this pandemic in America. We cannot let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted.
Republican lawmakers are already pushing back on some of the issues, like a higher minimum wage and more money to states struggling with COVID losses. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Biden also labeled the current coronavirus vaccination effort a dismal failure. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti agrees, adding that the push for 100 million vaccinations in Biden's first 100 days is a daunting but doable task.
There's no question that getting a vaccine, as it is right now, twice to every American is the largest logistical undertaking that I've ever seen.
Biden has long held economic recovery is inextricably linked with controlling the coronavirus. That squares with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The business lobbying group that's traditionally an adversary of the Democrats said in a statement this evening it welcomed Biden's plan but stopped short of an outright endorsement, adding, "We must defeat COVID before we can restore our economy, and that requires turbocharging our vaccination efforts." The plan comes amid the pandemic's most dangerous wave. More than 387,000 people have died out of more than 22 million people infected. This is AP News. More than 26,000 National Guard troops are part of security for President-elect Biden's inauguration. State capitals are also taking additional security measures following last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol building. AP's Mike Rossi reports more arrests have been made.
In the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of supporters of President Donald Trump, FBI Director Christopher Wray says authorities across the nation have
arrested more than 100 individuals for their criminal activities in last week's siege of the Capitol.
In Arkansas, Peter Francis Steger is charged with striking a prone police officer repeatedly with a flagpole during the siege. In Texas, a federal prosecutor said in court Thursday that a retired Air Force officer carried zip-tie handcuffs in the Capitol assault because he intended to take hostages. 53-year-old retired Lieutenant Colonel Larry Rendell Brock Jr. was arrested Sunday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.